Voters in Iran go to the polls this month to choose their next president. Incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will square off against three challengers. One is a fellow conservative. The other two are moderates. The four candidates have their differences, but their campaigns have at least one thing in common. They all have their own websites, Facebook pages, and friend feed and Twitter accounts. Reporter Cyrus Farivar takes us online to follow the Iranian election.
Iran has more internet users than any other Middle Eastern country, so it's not surprising that Iran has been something of a crucible for political speech online. Back in 2003, the Islamic Republic became the first country in the world to arrest a blogger for his writings.
The battle for civil society in Iran is partly being waged in the cyberspace.
That's Shahram Kholdi, an Iranian political science doctoral student at the University of Manchester in Britain. He points to the fact that in just the past week or so, Iranian authorities blocked and then reinstated access to Facebook.
They have been trying to pick and choose between the type of media that they like within this broader medium, but that is again to their detriment because whatever they put out, people will find a way around it unless they completely shut down the internet, which they don't want because they want people to go and look at their phony websites.
Ahmadinejad himself has a blog, a Facebook fan page, a Twitter account, and a few semi-official campaign sites, including one called Dar Emtedad Mehr, or Following Kindness. The site includes all the requisite shots of the president. He's even got a few YouTube videos, which include songs like this one.
That's a very, very famous song among Iranians.
That's Alireza Eshrahi, an Iranian journalist and visiting scholar in journalism at the University of California, Berkeley.
And it belongs to the very beginning of the revolution that they started using this song. After 1997, it changed for students' movements in universities, and they used this song for promoting Khatami and reformists on that era. So now we're seeing that Ahmadinejad is trying to use...
Trying to take it back.
Back, yeah.
Ahmadinejad's predecessor, Mohammad Khatami, allowed more press freedoms and civil liberties during his presidency. Khatami has now thrown his support behind one of the reformist candidates, former Prime Minister Mir Hossein Mousavi. But both of the reformist candidates are trying to appeal to Iran's internet users, says Eshrahi.
For example, both candidates, Mir Hossein Mousavi and also Mehdi Karoubi, they are trying to increase internet speed in Iran if they got elected. They said that they are trying to decrease the amount you're paying every month for internet, and they're trying to vast spreading the high-speed internet among all Iranians.
Despite all the online buzz, some Iran watchers don't believe the hype. Hamid Tehrani is the Iran editor for Global Voices, a blog collective. He writes under a pseudonym. Tehrani says that just because Ahmadinejad or Mousavi may have some Facebook fans doesn't necessarily mean that will translate into votes.
We should take in consideration that the numbers of supporters are not that important that can have a very important impact on Iranian election. At best, you can find 7,000-8,000 supporters on one of these Facebooks.
At this point, the race is too close to call. But in the last election, Ahmadinejad pulled off a come-from-behind victory. The election is set for June 12th. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.